I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Barna research indicates two-thirds of young adult Americans believe extramarital affairs, cohabitation, and homosexuality are acceptable behaviors. A majority of born-again adults also believe these behaviors are acceptable. Life Action Ministries' Byron Paulus says the church has itself to blame. Paulus says many churches have stopped preaching about sin.
We're afraid that we will either lose members, we'll lose budget, not realizing that those people sitting in the pew are actually wanting the truth.
Life Action wants to change that. They'll be in 70 different locations helping local churches with personal and corporate revival. Next, China Partner recently held a special training seminar on Christian leadership in Heilongjie Provincial Bible School in Harbin. Eric Berkland says sharing practical ministry tools here becomes strategic. Last year, over 2,000 were baptized in 35 registered churches in Harbin.
The Chinese church is exploding, and so they have a lot of new converts. However, they don't have enough pastors to minister to all these new converts. So the big issue for the Chinese church is not evangelism per se, because that's happening, but training those new believers in their newfound faith.
And the World Bible Translation Center and Southern Cross are partnering together to reach China. Their plan is to distribute 100,000 easy-to-read version Chinese Bibles to Chinese Communist Party officials and business people who are allowed to travel outside China. Statistics show that 80% of these people, when approached, accept Christian literature. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.